Tuma that the yeshiva of Shem Ve'Ever was in Be'er Sheva. He says if you take the letters of the word Mibe'er Sheva, it has in it of Shem and Ever. The yeshivas, all the yeshivas, the bastion of yeshivas was in Be'er Sheva, whereas a lot of people think that this pasuk is a very long pasuk because it's Vayetze Yaakov Mibe'er Sheva, and he went somewhere else, and for 14 years he was somewhere else, and then finally Vayelech Harama. But it's not true, because this Vayetze Mibe'er Sheva is in fact after the 14 years. Because when he finally left, like Rashi brings, Pana Ziva, Pana Hoide, Pana Hadra, even though for 14 years he was in Be'er Sheva, and no one knew about that, he was already gone. Mibchinas, everybody, including Esav, was looking for him. He's not there in Be'er Sheva anymore. But he was. Only when he actually leaves, he was in a vinkel. But he was there. When he finally leaves, it's Vayetze Yaakov Mibe'er Sheva. Now, Vad, the Maisa of Asim Lebonim over here, Yaakov Avinu is representing going into Golis and the Chaloim of the Sulam. The Baal HaTurim writes that the Parsha is Stuma, there's no Parshiyos, it's one big system. So the Baal HaTurim writes because he wanted to be hiding. Yaakov is hiding, it's Bahalten. It's one big Hemshech. But Reb Chaim Shmulevitz has a shmooze where he says that the reason why it has to be one big Hemshech is because Mishpatei Hashem Emes Tzodku Yachdov. When you want to see that the Yad Hashem works at everything with the Gamzu L'Tova, you have to look at the entire picture. He writes, Asoinoi Shel Adam. It's a tragedy for a person if he's done a mikra prati, if he looks at a specific incident, not as a link in a larger chain of events. I saw similar, Reb Gedal Yeshua writes in our Gedal Yo, normally it's, what's a parsha? Rashi brings in the beginning of a yikra? Liten revach bein parsha, the parsha lehizboining. The purpose of the parsha is a pay, a samach, that it's mafsik, to be misboining a little bit. But no, fakert, when it's in golus, it's supposed to be, without taking a break, one continuous Hemshech of Chibur to the Rabbeinu Shlema. That's what's matzal you in the Golus. Now the Medrash says, Be'emes, that when Yaakov Avinu, he's davening, he says, Me'ayin Yovai Ezri. He said the capital of Esa Einai El Heharim, Me'ayin Yovai Ezri. Ezri is Ezra connected. Yaakov is saying, where am I going to find my Shidduch? Especially because he did come with money, but Eliphaz took it all. And then he says also, it's Esa Einai El Heharim, it's the two Harim. The Ben Ishchai writes this. There were two Harim, two mountains where Yaakov Avinu Be'etzem had a tzara. In Har Meriah, Eliphaz came and took all his money. That's what it says. It happened in Har Meriah. And in Har Gilad is when Laban is running after him. But on the other hand, Har Meriah is where eventually he has the Chaloyim of the Sulam and everything is in Har Meriah. And Har Gilad also is when Hashem came to Laban and told Laban not to check with Yaakov. So from the same Harim where the tzara was from, it was Esa Einai El HaHarim, and he had the Yeshua from that same Harim. Now, why doesn't it just say Vayetze Yaakov L'Charon? What's Vayetze Yaakov Mibe'er Sheva Vayelech Charon? I could have just said L'Charon. The pshat is, Reb Chaim Volozhin says that the extra letters that it says Vayelech Charon spells out a shame of Hashem, Yud Vav Heichof, which this shame is the shame of that represents the Shmira Badrochim. Ki Malochov Yitzavaloch is also his Soifei Teivos, this shame of Yoy Hoch. It's also the Rosh HaTeivos of Yochid V'Rabim, Halocha K'Rabim. A person's supposed to be Niftar from Chaveri. Niftar meaning when he separates from his friend. The Goyin had a minute, he would tell his Talmidim, and they were Nifrad Mimeno, he would say, Yochid V'Rabim, Halocha K'Rabim. That's the Dvar Halocha, he would say. Yochid V'Rabim, Halocha K'Rabim is Taka, the Rosh HaTeivos of this shame that Shomer Badrochim. Vayifka b'mokim v'yolon shom. In the Medrash, it brings a machloikis tanoim. How many avonim were there? Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Nechemi, and the Rabbonon. Rabbi Yehuda says it was Yud Beis avonim. Because Yaakov Avinu was saying, if the avonim are going to turn into one big avon, that's a simon that I'm going to be taka zoicha to be mine of Yud Beis Shvatim. The Yud Beis avonim represent the Yud Beis Shvatim. Rabbi Nechemi says that it was three avonim. And the three Avonim represent that Yaakov Avinu wants to shtel avek that he's going to be the Hemshech of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. We know that already from Avram, this is a process that we're doing a tikkun of the Olam after the Chet Adam HaRishon and the Chul. It is a mumble, there's a whole process. But Avada, the Seder of the Gimel Avos, is the process of one connection of a father and son and a grandson, the Bechir Avos. So Yaakov Avinu, the message that the Avonim, that the three Avonim came together, shows that there's a chibur over here. And the third sheet in the Medrash is that there was two Avonim. Because Be'emes, Avram Avinu had a Psoilas, he has Yishmol, he has the Bnei Keturah. Yitzchak Avinu also has an Esav. Yaakov Avinu is Mitosai Shleima. The etzem idea of the two Avonim becoming one big Evan represents that there's Taka Shleimus over here. There's no Pagam, there's no Psoilas. Not like maybe Yosef and the brothers are going to have a Vikuach in the later Parshiyos, and according to some of the Mefarshim, that was Be'etzem the Vikuach that the brothers thought that Yosef thinks that he has to be the Iker and only Mamshech until it's purified. But that's the three Mahalchim and the Medrash. Either the Yud Beis Avonim of the Shvatim, the three Avonim of the Avos, or the two Avonim that represents Be'etzem the Shleimus. By the Chaloyim of the Sulam, he sees Malachim, Oilun the Yarden boy. There's a Medrash Tanchuma, Moiridik and Medrash. The Medrash says that Yaakov Avinu and the Chaloyim, he sees the different Malachim that represent the different Umois, the different Goliois. And he sees Bavel, Edoi, Modai, Paras. And he sees one, each one goes up the ladder, the amount of rungs. Again, I don't know exactly what it means, the rungs of these ladders. Someone asked, why does a Malach have to go up rungs of a ladder? This is not wooden rungs. Yeah, it's whatever, it's rungs of this ladder. The Malachim need to go up on a ladder. I don't know exactly what the ladder looked like also, but there was a Sulam, and there was Mutzav Arts of Roshim Megiyam HaShemayim, and Yaakov Avinu sees that each one of the Malachim that represent the Umas goes up, and then clops and falls down, and he sees each one Oile V'Vasoif Yoyred, and that's Tam Yoyred Neufel. And the Rabbanu Shalom Lechlam, as I stand in Medrash Tanchuma, the Rabbanu Shalom tells Yaakov Avinu, Yaakov Im Ata Oile Ata Eina Yoyred, you should also go up on the ladder, and if you'll go up, you won't fall. And Yaakov didn't want, he was worried, so everyone else went up, but eventually the higher you go, the harder you fall. He didn't want him. V'leihem and Yaakov, the Medrash says. And the Rabbanu Shalom told him, Im ha'yisa oyle, like k'mo sheftachti, loy ha'yisa yoyred. But since you didn't, and you chose not to, so now Yisrael's not going to go into Golis. And then that's the story of the world. We're up to Hey Alof and Tafshin Ayin Ches, and we're waiting for the Tikkun Olam, the Malchus Shaddai. But the Shaila is like this. The Lashon of the Medrash was v'leihem and Yaakov. Hashem said, Im ata oyle, ata lo yoyred. V'leihem and. Who didn't he believe in? Heard a murder the Kataych. It wasn't so much Emuna that Hashem was Maftiach that he's not going to fall. There's an akuda. We're talking about Yaakov Avinu, but there's an akuda of Aleihemin, the person that has to have a trust in himself. A person has to be Maimin Ba'atzmoy, right? Like one of the Chachmi Umas Ha'olam, I think, recently said, yes, you can. Not Chachmi Umas Ha'olam, but Chachmi Ba'goyim Tan. But The Vilei Hemin was on that Nakuda of Emunah B'toichai, not Emunah B'Hashem. Emunah that, yeah, Em Ata Oila Ata Lo Yoyret. The Ebers is Maftirichin, he's here in Eretz Yisrael. Ha'orat Asher Toshoichim Alei Alechot Nenel Zarecha. Rashi brings the Gemara in Chulin, the Tzadi Aleph. Kipel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kol Eretz Yisrael Tachtov. The Ebers that was Makapel, I don't know what that means, where all the people go, there's a lot of Shverim Musogim, but there's Kvitzis HaDeruch also, this. Okay, it's Tifa Yonim in the Parashah here. But there was a musig of Kippel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I saw a chiddush from the Chiddush Yerim. He says, why was it necessary for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be makapel the whole Eretz Yisrael? Lamaisa, we know there's a sugya, a moichar soda l'chaveiroi. Eser soda is eser makoimis. Sadna d'arachadu, and you're able to be moichar one, and it's kind of for all of them. So why was it necessary for the Kippel? Why did it have to be folded over? So I saw the Chiddush Yerim says, because since Eretz Yisrael has different levels of Kedusha, and Yerushalayim is more Kaddosh than the Shar Eretz Yisrael, and there's different levels. So to be kind of everything, there's no Sadna d'Arachadu if there's an upgrade on the level. That's why it required the Kippel. As I said, I thought it's a Kasha. That means Hamoicher Sada b'Bnei Brak l'Chavei, right? And he wants to be Moicher Agaboy, a Sada in Yerushalayim. It won't be because, he said, there's a different... Unless Weistoy, it's a Chiddush Ladina, Shveretz Eglevin, that's what the Chiddush Yerim was saying. Pshat is this Kippel changed it. The Kippel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Makapel Eretz Yisrael Tachas Yaakov, now already it did become Chotz V'Yidin, that it is Sadna the Arachadu, that it is that you could be Mkoyne from one to the other. And the Ebishtis Maftiachim Kiloy Azovcha Adesha Masisei Shashadibarti Loch. I heard once a Merit Gemara, I forgot with which Rebbe, but a certain Chosid came to Mamash with the Gefer Lechetzoros, and he's telling him what he needs. And the Rebbe told him, Hashem Yazor. And the guy was telling him again, Mamish, in detail, and he was listening to him in detail, the tzara of what he's going through. This reminds me, Tak, it's interesting. They say on the, I think it was on the Tzemach Tzedek, Mamish, right when he became Rebbe, he went to his mother's house where the previous Rebbe had been, and he was makabel yichidus. There's a Muslim, you go into the Rebbe, the yichidus. And he sat there for an hour. It was very, very cold in the winter. And he came out after an hour. He was mamash schwitzing, mamash like. So it was, I had seen about 10, 15 people. He said, "What's?" He says, "You don't understand. When a person comes in to tell me his tzaris, I can't be in my clothing and listen to him and his tzaris. I have to put myself into his clothing. And then to give him the eitz, I can't be holding what he's holding. I have to go back to my clothing. And I had to do that 15 times. It was a arbit." He went to the Rebbe and again, he told him, Hashem Yazor. But the chassid was mamash, it was takashver. He says, but what's going to help until then? He said, until then also Hashem Yazor. He said, first apostle. Ki lo yezovcho ad asher masisi esh asher dibarti lo. The Eber says, maftich him all these things. And he's telling him also, abo oichet farden. You know, biz demel tzvot vervet helfen. Hashem Yazor. Hashem Yazor. Dosh taking the pasuk. Now Yaakov Avinu comes and says, he's in the spoil that he chapped with this point where he was. Rashi says, because if yadati, I wouldn't have slept in such a place. It's a yeshiva b'azora epshav, the kedushas azora. The Sephorna writes differently. He says, I wouldn't have slept because I would have been making myself for the nevuah. I wouldn't have stam let the nevuah happen after fashlofenoif, and I would have prepared myself for the nevuah. Maybe I would have been zeicha to a nevuah b'hakitz. That's what he's saying. There's a vart from the Chanukah Satorah that Emes Yaakov and the Sulam, he sees. He says two pshatim actually. One pshat is Anoichi Lo Yodati. The Gemara says in Brachos that sometimes a person dreams stamazay about things what he was thinking about during the day. Famous Gemara, the Kesar asked a certain Amoira what he's going to be dreaming about. He says Pila Bakupa Demachta, an elephant going through the eye of a needle. So he thought about that all day, and Takatsugitrof, and that's what he was dreaming about. I mean, you sometimes dream about what you thought during the day. And sometimes the dream is deeper, more meaningful, there's a message here. So Yaakov Avinu says, this is for real, because Anoichi Lo Yodati, I wasn't thinking about a Sulam. Anoichi Lo Yodati, I wasn't thinking about a Sulam with Malachim during the day. But he says another pshat, he says, Yaakov Avinu sees on the top of the Sulam, it goes to the Merkava. On the Merkava, there's four Dmuyas. Kruv, Nesher, Aryeh, and an Adam, but the Adam is the Dmus of Yaakov. Yaakov is the Bechira of us, comes from Adam recently. Yaakov is the Dmus of Adam on the Merkava. So Yaakov says, he didn't know that. So he says, Ochein, Yesh Hashem. Ochein is Rosh HaTevis. Aryeh Kruv Nesher. That I knew. Ochein, Yesh B'mokam Ezra. I knew there's an Aryeh Kruv Nesher. Anoichi literally means me, or even better with the Rosh HaTevis. Anoichi, Aryeh, Nesher, Kruv, Yaakov. That I didn't know. Anoichi lo yadati. I didn't know that I'm also on the Merkava. Avada the Pella is that Be'emes on the Merkava until Chet Egel was ashore, and only after Chet Egel it was Nishtanet to the Dmus of a Kruv. And this is Yaakov Avinu L'chayra before. But yeah, you have to know it's a Ha'ara. Vayikatz Yaakov Mishnosoi Vayoymar. The Balaturim writes that Vayikatz Yaakov Mishnosoi Vayoymar is Soif Tevis Tzibur. Yaakov Avinu over here was Mesakin Tfilas Meiriv. The Ovis were Mesakin the Tfilas. Yaakov is being Mesakin Tfilas Meiriv. But there's a remez over here. It's for all Tfilas, but certainly for Meiriv when it's sometimes the Olam is Famater. Bitzibur. Vayikatz Yaakov Mishnosoi Vayoymar. To daven in Bitzibur. Because otherwise, v'anoichi, if you're davening by yourself, lo yadati, it's not going to be niskabel, the tefillah, in the same oifin, than when you're davening b'tzibur. Now, v'yikach eso even, v'yosem oisem atzeva. The Ramban, earlier in Parshas Tolish, tells the Kasha, o matzeva is osur. V'leisokim l'cha matzeva, we're Klal Yisrael, we do mizbeach. Mizbeach is a mound of a lot of stones, not one stone. Why over here is he doing matzeva? So the Emes Ramban over there in Parshas told us, it's the famous Ramban where he talks b'chlal about that on one hand, if the Ovis kept the whole Torah, so how is it that Yaakov married sisters and Amram married Doidosoi, v'chule? And the Ramban goes with the Mahalik that in Eretz Yisrael, the Ovis kept the Torah, but not in Chutz L'Eretz. And with that he answers a lot of questions, which we'll see b'hemshich. But the Ramban continues, the Ramban in last week's Parsha. He says, what about Matzeva? Matzeva here was in Eretz Yisrael. And the Ovis are keeping the whole Torah, and we don't do Matzeva. Zok the Ramban, And it's a fascinating idea, because when that the Avos are keeping the Torah, to go to an extreme, that means what? They lit Chanukah candles to celebrate the Nitzachon on the Yevonim, which didn't happen. They ate matzah, like, where's the cutoff line? But they were doing the mitzvahs, the inyan of the mitzvahs. So obviously, even though the Siva didn't happen yet, but they were doing the inyan. Nevertheless, Zokter Ramban, that's the Chiddush. Matzeva is different. Matzeva was Ohuv B'mei Avos. It only became Snua later on, when the Nochrim did Matzeva. So then, Avodah Zarah, that's when Matzeva became Nat. Be'etzim, it was a Dover Toiv then, which is, again, it's a Chiddush. The whole point is that the Avos are doing a Doin Minov Uki Ba'asra kind of Mahalach of Avodah that's based, yeah, on what happens later. Why Punkt Lagavi Matzeva is a different... The Shemesh Shmuel explains a different Akudi, says, because Mizbeach Avonim represents Klal Yisrael as a rabbin, that there are many Avonim. And you see, Be'emeshach the Parsha, there's Keseder Avonim. There's the Avonim here, there's the Evan on the Be'er, there's the Avonim with Lovin and the Galay. Everything is what about Avonim, is about Binyan. But the Avos were each one Egin Akoichis that they could make Matzeva Taka. They're holding by making... Each one was Mamish and Egin Akoich and Avoidas Hashem. Each one with his Mahalach. Chesed, Gvura, Teferes, V'chulei. But Klal Yisrael, as a tzibur, has to make mizbech, but the obis can have taka shaykhs to matzeva. And then this shemen, vayitzak shemen on the matzeva. What was this shemen? Some rishonim learned it was a hakrov, it was a karban mincha, he was makar of shemen. The cheskuni brings, the sephorna brings that he did it for shemen hamishcha, meaning he wanted to make it kedushas matzeva, so he poured shemen to make it kodesh. It was like a shemen hamishchaza. Other Rishonim learned simply, the Ebenezerites, it was a marker. He wanted to know where to come back, where this place was. Right? Someone told me now, there's a new way you could push it. You can locate yourself. I took someone to Har Menuchas. He needed to find Punkta Kever. I said, how are you going to go next week? He has to go again. He says, no, it's located already. He's Mesudar. But over here, it's Farshtanen, yeah. So the Ebenezer writes that Pashat, he wanted to be makir of the mokim. So the shemen, it's a much more technical thing. It wasn't kedusha. It wasn't the hakrava of shemen or shemen amishcha. It was simply lahakir samokim b'shuvay. There's a simen. It was like a paint mark or something. Lemaisa, there's makaris that this shemen, where did the shemen come from? This is shemen of Nes. There's a Yalkut Ruveni that this shemen, Yaakov Avinu, eventually kept in his Pachem Ketanim. That's the Pachem Ketanim he wants to go back for, because that's where the shemen was in. And some Rishonim say it was in the Makel, inside the Makel. But Makli Avarti Asayardin, inside the Makel was this shemen. And this is the shemen for the shemen of Mishcha, and the shemen of the Menorah, and the shemen of Vayavadya, and all the stories of shemen, and Adlas and Lavoi. The Shirish of the shemen that blibes La'osin comes taka from this shemen. Vayidar Yaakov Neder Lemor. In Yeli, Kimi Modi, Bishmarani, so then he's Mavtiach. There's a Rambam in Hilchis Erechin, Perek Vav Alach Alam Alach. Famous Rambam. Yeiro Ali, Zok the Rambam. A few times that the Rambam writes, Chiddush, Egin Chiddush. Yeiro Ali, Zok the Rambam. Af al pisha eino de makdash dover shaloi baloilom. That's the rule. Eino de makdash dover shaloi baloilom. But im Omar, harei olai lak dishoy, he's makabal on himself that he's going to be makdash dover, that's loi baloilom. It's chal. His chayv is to do it, it's chal. The etzem kedusha is not chal, but the hischayv is that you're going to do something on a dover shaloi b'loilam is chal. And the Rambam continues to Allah Chesleinu Allah Chalamet Gimel Raya l'dover zeh miyakiv avinu, that he says v'chol asher titan li aser asren aloch asher nadart li neder. He learns out that even though this is not a dover shaloi b'loilam, Yaakov avinu has nothing now, but you makabel on yourself about a dover shaloi b'loilam. That's the idea of this Rambam. Ki yadua that this Rambam is choylik on the rivosh. There's a rivosh that says that koydim matan toira. Again, we're going here that matan toira. Koydim and Torah, the obvious are Yefir, he's like, but there's Chalukim. That Koydim and Torah, there's no chesaron of Dover Shalei B'loilam. It's a Chuvus Rivosh. In fact, this Chuvus Rivosh is quoted in the Ktsois in three places. We had it already in the previous Parsha. The Ktsois in Simon Reisha and Ches, that asks, how could Yaakov Avinu buy the Bechayra from Esav? It's a Dover Shalei B'loilam. And the Ktsois over there brings the Rivosh, that Koydim and Torah, there's no chesaron of Dover Shalei B'loilam. So first of all, that's already, it's not like the Rambam. The Rambam is learning out of Klal in Hilchas Dover Shalai B'la'ilam, that if it's only the Makabal on yourself, that you're going to be Makabal on Dover Shalai B'la'ilam. Like the Rivosh, it's not a Raya. Here it's Koydim Matan Torah, so it's not a Raya. Koydim Matan Torah, there's B'chla'al no problem Dover Shalai. So that's Klarat Machlaikis. But the Emes is the Ksais himself doesn't know like the Rivosh. The Ksais brings this Rivosh in three places, but each time he argues on it, and he says a different shot. By Bechayr, by Mechiris Bechayr, the Ksais, that's the topic there in Reish Ayin Ches, is he's Machadish that there's no chesaron of Siluk by Dover Shalai B'la'ilam, and by the Bechayr, it was only Siluk. In another place, which is Negei, this week's Parsha, is about the the Vikuach in Shin Lamed Beis, the Ksois brings, that Yaakov Avinu with Lavan, with the Akudim, the Kudim, Brudim, and all the details about the house. So what's, it's all Loi Bala Oilam, it didn't come yet, the market lose, the whole thing, it was all Loi Bala Oilam. And once again, the Ksois says, like the Rivosh, it's not Shver, because Dovash is Loi Bala Oilam. And once again, the Ksois argues and doesn't like that, he says a different shot. That's the topic there in Shin Lamed Beis, that in Schiris, there's no Chesaron of Dovash Loi Bala Oilam. There's a third place where the Ksois brings it in Reish Tes, which is the Gei Pashas Lech Lecha, Legabi, a Yelid Bias. How is it shaykh to have a case when you buy an Uber in the sugya in Shabbos? How is it shaykh an Eved that's Nimel Yom Rishon? And again, the Ksois makes Cheshbonis with this Inyan. Yaakov Avinu promises, V'chol Asher Titni Aser Asrenu Loch, the Yalkut Shemoni brings that the Meiser that Yaakov Avinu gave is Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi. Why is Shevet Levi the Meiser? He was mocked to Shevet Levi to be Levi of Akuna. But why Shevet Levi? 10. Why is Shevet Levi? So I saw one shot of the Yalkut Shemoni. By Meiser, you take the, by Meiser Behema, here we're dealing with his bonnet, but you take the animals and you put them through, and the 10th one that comes out is Meiser. So he started from the end. He started from Binyamin. And when you start from Binyamin, going your way up, Levi is the 10th. That's one pshat, that Levi is the 10th starting from the bottom. Another pshat is, I saw, because Be'emes Yaakov Avinu has really 14, because besides Yosef and Levi, but he has Menashe and Ephraim split as two, so that's 14. But four of them are Bechor, and Bechor anyways has Kedusha. So after you take those four out, there's guys 10 left. Levi is, and I don't know why Dr. Levi, but Levi is 1 out of 10, and not 1 out of 12.
It's not 13, they take the place of Yosef.
Yeah, so that's a big issue when we say that Menashe and Ephraim are in place of Yosef and Yosef. It's not counted, and for this word, we're going to tans of Beder Chasanis. Kol Asher Titanli Aser Asren Loch, the Gemara in Ksubis, Daf Nun, learns out from this Pasuk, HaMevazviz Al Yevazviz Yosef Michoimesh, because Shem Yitzvarach Labriyas, you're not supposed to spend more than a chaymish of Nechosiv. The Gemara learns it out because it says, Aser Asrenu. Aser Asrenu is two maishras. Twice, 10% is 20%. I think that's the last time I heard that. In fact, the Gemara is true. Because after you took off the 10%, what? You only have 90, so it's less. It's Asir Aser Debe Rebbe, so it's only 19%. Azoy frek the Gemara. So the Gemara, Omer Avashino, Aser Asrenu is Basraisa to my Kama. So, I saw once interesting pshat taka. If we want to learn Afmik, he's supposed to go up to a fifth. Let the Torah say a fifth. Let Yaakov Avinu is being extra. He's giving a fifth. Let him say, what's Aser Asrenu? And also more, how do you know that you're not allowed to give more than 20% from this Gemara? Maybe you are allowed to. That's what Yaakov decided to give. The Torah is punfakert. The din is, whenever you take off Maisers, you have to also, you might not be giving exact, it's the din, you're supposed to be Maiser for Kalboy. And the emissary would be a problem, because if Yaakov would have said, I'll give a fifth, that's a problem. Because he's going to give a fifth, and he has to add a drop more just to make sure that he wasn't off by this chishboinis. And that's no good, because it's also to give more than a fifth. That's why Dafke, the Torah, said Aser Asrenu, which is 10%, and then 9%, whatever, 10, and then another 9, with two cowboys, oh, that comes out. And from there you see Taka, up to a fifth, but not more than a fifth. There are people, you know, there's a Meister once with the Satma Rebbe. Someone once came to him. This guy was a Frimme Yid by the Satma Rebbe before the Krieger Rebbe. He was a Heimische, and he came with his anicle was the you read the Sedaris in America, didn't exactly look like the Zayde. He says, this is my anicle Michael. So he said, Efshe Dibista Michael over the Zayde is given a grace of Machne. But Lamaisa, there are people that are Michael. I know people that are Michael. They're Michael on this halacha that they are giving more than a fifth. There are people that are Michael. And I saw the Chafetz Chaim found a heter. There are a few heterim to give more than a fifth. If it's the Harbatzas Torah, if it's Tshuva, there are a few heterim the Chafetz Chaim. So I sort of heard a beautiful Maisa, the Tzanzer Rebbe. The Tzanzer Rebbe, every single day, he would get pidyonis, people would bring him money. He would always empty out the whole shachtel. The next day was a new anayah cheshbon. So he asked him, Rebbe, ha-mevazviz al-yevazviz yoyis ha-michoymish. So he says, but there's a heter. He didn't have the Chafetz Chaim, but he was before, but he said, l'tzoyr tshuva. That's one of the heterim that we're trying to bring. If it's for tshuva, you're allowed to give more than that. So he says, Rebbe, the Rebbe has to do tshuva. He says, yeah, yeah, the tov machach and avayda. It's velach avayda. Hamavaz, v'zal yavaz, v'zayis and mechayda. So he has to be in the chayza of tshuva. They also say that someone came to Reb Chaim Kanievsky and told him that he has a problem because every time he's losing things in the house, his car keys, his this, that, and always his wife says, Abyssal Gelt Sakupa Sa'ir. And it's getting out of hand every time. So he said, I need an Eitza. He says, give a little money to Kupa Sa'ir. Oh, Ula Lovin Shtei Bonis, we have a big sugya here. We'll try to tap on a little bit. The Ramban's Kasha from last week's Parsha. How could Yaakov Avinu marry two sisters? And don't tell me that it's not a problem. It's a Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Kuf Yutes, by the Sudas Leviathan, when the Rabbi Nishloilem is going to be offering various people to be Mechubit for Birchas Amozen, and they're Mesarev. Yeah, right. Avraham Avinu's Mesarev, because he had a Yishmol, Yitzchak, because he had an Esav, Yaakov, because married two sisters, Shasi the Torah, like Asr and Alay, Lashon of the Gemara. It continues that Moshe Rabbeinu says, what does it say? Loi Zechisi Likonis Laretz Yisrael, Likover Likonis. Okay? Yeshua lo zechisi leben, David amelech mevorech li na levorech. Yaakov Avinu says he doesn't want a bench because he married two sisters. So it's mutter, it's also what? So the Ramban says it was in Chutz Laretz. And that's why Taka, when they come to Eretz Yisrael, Rachel is nifter. In Eretz Yisrael, he can't be both there. That's also why Moshe Rabbeinu, another reason, Zokta Megala Amukas, since he was born from Amram, she was Nasa de Dose, which is one of the other kashas that the Ramban rings, and the Teretz that Ramban says is because it was in Chutz Laretz. Okay, so Moshe Rabbeinu was born from a marriage that's only legal in Chutz Laretz. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu, the offspring of that marriage, another reason is after Megala Mukas why he can't go into Eretz Yisrael.
There's this guy, maybe
what?
There's this guy about
oh yes, so the emissary the Marsha says that that's why he was able to marry Rachel and Leah differently because they were Megala when he married them. But the pill on that is if you go with the Marsha's Mahalach, then it's not Shtei Achoyis Shasi the Torah Le'asunulay. It's Taka, not sisters. Meaning the various Tzitzim were saying that it is sisters, but in Chutz Laretz it's Mutter. Yaakov says, yeah, but I'm doing something that's going to be also later. But if they were Megayer and they're not sisters.
It's not
for me about Kerhasnish. It's Kerhasnish. Okay, it's far. Yeah, even Gyeris. Okay, I hear. I mean, Halach, what? Megayer,
we together then.
Together, yeah, that part, yeah. Okay, Kenzai. They were Megayer together. The Nefesh HaChayim, Ki Yaduah, and Nefesh HaChayim, Shaar Aleph, Perek Chaf Aleph, says the famous Mahalik that Koy the Matan Torah, the office that are keeping the Torah are doing it because they understand the Soid and the Inyonim behind it. And yes, if Amram understands that from here is coming Moshe Rabbeinu, and Yaakov understands that from here is coming Yud Bei Shvatim, you're not exactly Meshubid to the strict Gedarim of the Torah, only before Matan Torah that's allowed. Now, I saw a different Teretz from the Ksav Sofer. There are many other Tzitzim. I actually saw a Sefer recently that brings Toiv Tzitzim to the Kasha. Toiv is Gematria 17. I'm waiting for the Ner Lameya Sefer to come out on this topic. Probably there is one already, but I saw a new Teretz that I hadn't seen before. The Pasuk says, Ishal, Yevomis take a Teretz. Ishal achoysel oisikach litzror. Pshutei shal mikra, before Yevomis, the Pashat Pshan on that Pasuk is that Hashem doesn't, the Torah says not to marry sisters. A sister of a wife is different than the other arise. The other arise remain usher even after the wife dies. After the wife dies, you remain usher to the mother, daughter, v'chule. But the sister not. Why is up the Torah? Because the isra of us two sisters is litzra. We don't want the two sisters to fight to become tzoris zulazuf. That's why if one of them is already dead, you could marry the next one. Zok tiksav soifer, Yaakov Avinu, after he sees that Rachel ad kedei kach is mevateres, the simonim to Leah, according to some of the mepharshim, she was there under the bed talking so you should hear her voice. Meaning she wasn't just mevater and went away and said, wait till tomorrow what happens. She was there, toichin esoyin, and she's mevater, azav vitter. They're not going to come to Litzrayim, tzara zulus. Azav matzav achayseh shteis mutter. When Yaakov Avinu saw, that's why he was able to marry the tzveita sister. B'cholot, when Yaakov Avinu is working here, and it's vayiyu beyomov, vayiyu be'enov ki yom machodim, and everyone stills. He wants so much to marry her, so then 7 years should feel like a couple hundred years, not a couple of days. So one shot is that if you look at the work that he has to do for 7 years as a border, something that's bothering him, something that it's preventing him from getting to what he wants. But Yaakov Avinu looked at it as part of the process. It was part of the whatever the inyanim of this avoid by love means, but it was part. Zichur has to do with creating Kal Yisrael here, and it was fakert. It was part of the process, and therefore it went quickly. Although not everyone learns like that, I saw a pshat from the Ksava Kabbalah. He says no. There was a deal for 7 years. 7 years is 7 years. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. No, Yaakov was counting days. You know, the chassan that's counting hours, minutes, seconds down. Another 74 days, 83 minutes in this. He was not counting hours, he was counting days. That's how long it was taking him. And a faker tipshat. Lamaisa, you know, they always say you shouldn't have long engagements. I heard recently over a statistic that from a reputable wedding hall that the proportion of the broken engagements in proportion to how long the engagement was, there's a very clear line of, wow, okay. Okay, so Lavan sets him up and he sends Leah first and he says, "Vayasakein bimkaimenu losei satsi'ira lifnei habechira." So is there such a halacha? Rav Moshe Feinstein in Igros Moshe very stark says that there's no such halacha. It's the truth is you have to know the Makaris about it. There's a Tosfos in Kedushin that brings a Maisa with Rabbeinu Tam where someone actually went to someone and married Echad mi b'nei Secha. And the question was, do we assume automatically it has to be the oldest one because of this rule or not? Vayelech Ruvain bimei ketzir chitin. And you have the Maisa with the Dudoyim, and then you Sochar. Now, it's interesting, the Lashon of the Gemara in Nida Daf Lamed Aleph, the Gemara brings, it's actually the Pasuk in the Parshas Vayechi, but the Pasuk says, Yisochar Chamor Gorem. Yisochar Chamor Gorem. So the Gemara says, Malamech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Siyah Ba'oisei Maisa. That a Chamor was Gorem, that Yisochar should be born. So, I saw a Pshat from Rav Avram Ben Agro. He brings, based on a Medrash, Pshat of this Gemara. First of all, we'll say Rabbi Kiveger of North, and there in Nida Daf Lamed Aleph, it says that a Chamor was Gerim to this Maisa. Rabbi Kiveger brings the Aruch that how did Leah know when Yaakov was coming to go run towards him? Because she heard Yaakov coming with the Chamor. The Chamor made a noise, and that's how Leah knew when to come out. That's what it means, Chamor Gerim. But he brings a different shot that Reuven was actually working in the fields for Yaakov with a Chamor, and he found these Dudoy, which he did not know what they were, but he left them there, and he came back a few minutes later. The Chamor was dead because the Chamor ate from the Dudoyim. And Chamor was oiker the Dudoyim from the Shoresh. The person that's oiker the Dudoyim have a double-ended thing that they do. When you oiker it, it brings mabes. Now that it was nekar, now it can bring chayim. And Yaakov, you know, Reuven understood that after he saw the Chamor died. He came back, he saw just the Chamor had died because it was oiker the Dudoyim. Then he chaffed, wow, these are Dudoyim, those famous Dudoyim that do that. And then he was able to bring the Dudoyim. So Yisochar Chamor Gorim, the Chamor of Reuven that had died. Yeah, we're jumping around. It's tak. Whoa. Okay. Va'achar yol the bas va'tikra es shmo dino. The Gemara brings in brachish. Leya dono dino ba'atzma imze zochar loyte achoisi ka'achas ashvochois. It's not even going to be like one of the shvochis because there's only one more shevet. They knew al nevuah that there's going to be 12 shvotim. So Rocha's only going to have one shevet. Hayitachin so she davened and it became a nes. Nechluku harishonim. What was the nes? One mahalach is that Leah was in fact pregnant with a boy and she davened and it turned into a girl. But there's another mahalach in the Targum Yonason that what happened is that there was a transplant and Yosef, who actually started out always as a boy, but he was in Leah and Hashem put him into Rachel, and Dina that was in Rachel, Hashem put him into Leah. And Leah gives birth to Dina, who Dina was always in a cave, just she changed place. Now it's interesting, the other pshat is that Hashem was mahapech the min. There is rise to that also. There's always a word they say that Yosef has tchuna of an akeva, misalfal basaroi, and Dina is a yatsonis. She has the tchuna of a zachar, to be yotze, because that's etzem how they had started. But like this other pshat, it was be'emes that it was nepach. The question is, so why is it considered, who's the real mother? Rachel is giving birth to a Yosef, who in fact, according to this pshat, really started off by Leah. You know, in modern technology, they have these questions. Who's considered the real mother? Which leads us to an interesting maisa. It's Yedua that there's a medrash that says that all of the Shvatim were born with twins. Now, not everyone learns like that. It's interesting, Chizkuni. The Chizkuni says, by Levi, I'm going to get back to the topic here, but the Chizkuni says by Levi, Hapam, the Pasuk says, the Chizkuni explains it. Hapam yilove ishi alai. This time my husband will come along with me. So the Chizkuni says because when she had one child, she carried him in the right arm. And when she had the second child, she carried him in the left arm. And now that there's a third child, her husband has to come along to carry the child. Now if they were born with twins, there's already six kids, and the Cheskuni Lashi Tosai learns that Dina was born as a twin with Zvulun, and Bechlal has a different system that it wasn't with twins, so it's the Cheskuni Lashi Tosai. But going like the Medrash that says that they were born with twins, and in fact the Medrash says that they married their twin sisters. And the Kasha is, how did they marry their twin sisters? Either of us keep the whole Torah. So, where were they? They were in Eretz Yisrael. No, they were in... What? They were by Lovin, in Choron. In Chutzlaretz, in Turkey. Right, so they... And I don't know when they got married, but then they could have gotten married to their appropriate twin sisters. The problem is, even a Ben Noyach is usher to his sister if they have both common parents. Meaning, Min HaTorah, you're usher to a sister even if it's only from one parent. Achois Min HaEim, Achois Min HaAv. But even a Ben Noyach is usher to Achois Me of Umeim. So you could say that the various Shvatim marry the parallel twins from the other mothers. It works out the numbers. But Shimon married Dina. Dina and Shimon have the same father and the same mother, Yaakov and Leah. But if you'll say like this Shtickle Torah that Dina really started by Rachel and only was switched afterwards to Leah, and maybe we will say it goes based on what started it, so then Shimon and Dina don't have the same mother. But that's a Pella, because then Yosef is Taka, Rachel didn't get to Shvatim. You can't, right? You can't Cheshbon Ois to Shtickle Torah like that. If you want to say that Rachel is in fact considered the mother of two Shvatim, Yosef and Binyamin, then you want to say that Leah is the mother of Dina. For this Shtickle Torah, we're trying to say that Leah is not the mother of Dina. Yes. For halacha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe because Yosef was a peterechem, even though he didn't start in over there.
But for peterechem of Rachel, yeah. For peterechem in a chanami, yeah. For pidyon, but there got to be other things, right? Okay, it's a complex topic. Vatignoiv Rachel es hatrofim, asher la'avia, she stole the trofim. I saw a Meir de Kipshat. What are these trofim? The Targum Yonason brings that these trofim were, Lavan had a collection of heads of Bechayrim. Alpi, his kishif, he would take heads of people that are firstborns, and that the rachem, yeah, and he would shrink, remove the head from the rest of the body, and shrink them, yeah, well, psikresha. V'nichale. So he would have this collection, and it's interesting because the Velt asks, why did Esav not run after Yaakov? The 14 years in Beersheva, he didn't know that he was there in the yeshiva. But why didn't he go after him to Lavan's house? So there are many pshatim, but I hear a pshat because Esav holds he's the Bechor, and he did not want to go anywhere near Lavan, knowing his tendency to add him to the collection, which is why Yaakov Avinu afterwards says to Esav, "Im Lavan garti v'tariyag mitzvah shamarti." Yaakov is saying, but I survived by Lavan. Yaakov is saying like this, he says, "Esav, Herzu, you think you're the Bechor, but you think I want to oust you because I'm the Bechor. You know, you're Zichar with Lavan over here. Lavan didn't remove my head. Obviously, he agrees that you're the Bechor. So don't be so upset." Yaakov was saying, you see, Lavan didn't add me to his collection. Although the truth is, it's interesting, Lavan didn't add Yaakov to his connection. But the truth is, they have the whole mice over here. By you God, Lavan, by Yoyim HaShlishi, Ki Barach Yaakov. Balaturim says, it only says Ki Barach in one other place. Ki barach, it says over here, and it says that by yugad leparoi, ki barach ha'am. In both places, the Baal HaTurim says it was the same snitcher. Amalek, his name was. An anakel of, he's the one that's coming and telling ki barach. The ki barach over here by Yankov and the ki barach by Klal Yisrael, in both places, it was Amalek. So I don't know if this is even remez, but you know, Amalek is gematria 240, which is also gematria dollar. And it's also gematria a few other interesting things, but one of them I heard is Amalek is gematria mas hachnosa, for those that know what that is, and that's mamash the snitcher. That's the snitcher over here. That's Amalek. That's what he's doing over here. He's the one that's telling them ki barach Yaakov. Now, Lavan comes and says, "Why did you take the trophim?" And Yaakov says, "I don't know who did it. Whoever done it should die." V'lo yada ki Rachel genavos, and he didn't know that Rachel stole it. So there's a beautiful pshat I saw in the Paradis Yosef, they bring that the Baal Shem Tov once had a Maisa, that there was a Ganev, and the Baal Shem Tov was able to say by looking at them who the Ganev was. So they asked, Yaakov Avinu couldn't do that. So the Teretz is, they said, by the Baal Shem Tov, Avada, he had the Koiches, because the Ganev was a push the Ganev, and the Baal Shem Tov was able to see. But over here, it's very nice that Yaakov Inu has Gevaldik HaKoyches, but the Ganev is also, it's Rachel, you know, she's a, V'lo Yodah, Yaakov didn't know, you know why? Ki Rachel Ginevosim, it wasn't Stama pushed the Ganev. On the other side, they also know these Inyonim, yeah? It's not just a one-sided thing. Well, Firo, it's just one last word. This is Chodosh over here. Vayikra lo Lovan Yegar So Hadusa. Actually, two words, quick words. Vayikra lo Lovan Yegar So Hadusa. Lovan called the pile of stones Yegar So Hadusa. Zok the Yalkut Ruvain. The Yalkut Ruvaini. Yegar is Gematria 613. If you spell out the letters, that's Gematria Bimiluai. Yegar, Yud Vav Dalet. Gimel Yud Mem Lamed. Reish Yuchin. It comes out exactly to Taryak. Sadusa is Eidus. Lovan is saying Eidus of Yigar, that Yaakov kept the Tariyag mitzvahs. Yigar Sadusa, Lovan is being made. As I said to Yalkut Ruvain. So I want to say Pshat. The Emes says, we say, Lovan, Yaakov says, and Lovan Garti, Tariyag mitzvah Shamarti, but there was one mitzvah he missed out on. Kibir Aven. Who's the one person that could Bechozes vouch for Yaakov? His Shver. Because it says in Hilchas Kibir Aven, Emet Simen Reish Mem Sifchav Beis, Chayiv Odom, Lakabeit Chomiv. So to be mechabed your shver is also somewhat a kiyum of kibbutz av. So Lavan, the shver, right? For the record, Avram's shver was Nochah, Haran. Yitzchak's shver was Besuel, and Yaakov's shver was not such gevaldike. And who was Chamor's shver? Yaakov Avinu. You know, it doesn't always go with the shver. It's like. No, so Lovan is saying Eidus. Taryag. And you know, in Gematria, you're allowed to be off by one. Over here, it's not off by one. It would lose the whole Vart. Yegar, in Bimiluya, is exactly 613, not 612. Lovan, who's the Shver, could be made. Yeah, in Lovan Garti, the Taryag Mitzvah Shemarti. Lovan is the one that could be made. That's a new niggin. And in Lovan Garti, Lovan could be made that I was Makai in the Taryag. Now, it's just interesting, just the Diak and the Pusik, the Haflo, we'll end with this. It's Eid HaGal HaZeh Ve'Eid HaMatzeva. So it's two things, a Gal and a Matzeva. But the Hemshar Apostle just says Eid HaGal HaZeh. Terah said this was Eidus between Yaakov and Lovan. Lovan is Benoyach. For Benoyach Eidecher is enough. So you just have to say Gal. Yaakov needs two Eidim because he's a Yid. So you need the Gal and the Matzeva. That's why it's Telzach up, the Gal and the Matzeva. Good.